Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Storm season has arrived, and once again, 7-Eye Ticket is combining with the team at Local 10 to bring you extensive coverage from watch to warn to landfall to recovery. Keep it tuned to the ticket this hurricane season for up-to-the-minute news and tips should a hurricane approach. Our coverage on the ticket is sponsored by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed during this hurricane season from Local 10, AM 790, FM 104.3, HD2, the ticket. I'm not understanding the Rocky theme. Robbie, usually
I promise you, you're gonna get the song.
You and I are usually in lockstep with this.
It has to do with a little soundbite.
All right. So, Ira Windeman joins us on the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. Ira, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ira.
I'm doing good. I'm trying to figure out the intro music also.
I am too. I have this soundbite that I want to play for you. Yesterday, Royce White, former Houston Rockets pick, he went on this impassioned rant, and we haven't played this yet today, but this impassioned rant on why Carmelo Anthony is being blackballed by the NBA. So I'll share this with the audience and with you, and you give me your thoughts on what he had to say.
Okay. Carmelo is absolutely being blackballed. He's one of those dudes that, you know, he ain't like me. He don't talk like brash and straightforward like that, but he has those morals and principles, you know? And he's given too much to the game for them not to allow him to play or for them to, you know, kind of culturally just make a decision or an agreement that he's not good enough anymore. All of us here that play the game at the highest level know how good Melo is, and we know that there's no way that the Lakers would go out and sign Jared Dudley and not sign Carmelo Anthony. And another question is, while a guy like LeBron is walking around here like he's the face and voice of the players, how is he letting his banana boat brother hang out there in the wings and they go sign Jared Dudley and not Carmelo? If anybody watching this thinks that Jared Dudley can hold Carmelo's jock strap, I'll slap him.
Jesus.
Wow.
What do you make of the Carmelo thing, Iroh? Like, why does this seem to be such a thing for so many guys in the league not understanding why he's not being picked up? Like, it seems pretty obvious that he's a tremendous talent and he's always been thought of as a talented guy, but he also has not been the most, open to adjusting his role as his career has continued to go on. Like, why do you think this is such a sticking point for some guys?
Well, I think number one, you know, there's two points here. The point you raise is legitimate. I think in the NBA, I know it's not an actual position, but I think being an eighth man or ninth man or a tenth man is something you have to accept. And the team wants to know that going in. We know the way it went south, whether it was Oklahoma City or then in Houston with Carmelo Anthony, is he still views himself as a leading man. The players who can make that transition. I mean, Jared Dudley, like basically a season after he entered the NBA, said, okay, I could be your eighth or ninth man. You want that kind of guy. You don't need constant controversy through the season. So I think that's a point for a lot of teams who are saying, yeah, Carmelo might help us, but not as a starter, maybe not even as a rotation guy, but as a plug-and-play emergency guy, number one. Number two, I find it interesting, Royce White is playing for the big three. As we know, it's sort of become the league of the bitter ex-player who can't get back in. We heard Reggie Evans a week ago talking about, you know, don't talk to me about the NBA. I don't want to hear about those guys. They're shutting us out. So I think there's a certain feeling from a lot of guys, whoa, if this can happen to Carmelo Anthony, it can happen to any of us. But I do agree with one thing, what he said about LeBron, and not as much about Jared Dudley, but this. The Lakers are holding tryouts right now for a replacement center for DeMarcus Cousins. Obviously, he has the knee injury. They're kind of in trouble in the middle. They're talking not only about Dwight Howard coming in for an audition, but Joakim Noah coming in for an audition. Marcin Gortat coming in for audition. Maurice Spates coming in for an audition. I think when you look at that, even I do wonder, wow, they're going to those depths to get a big man but won't consider Carmelo. So either there is part B of Carmelo that teams aren't talking about, something out there that we just don't know, or else it really is interesting. I think teams are saying this: we'll deal with a headache for a starter. We'll deal with a headache for a rotation player. We won't deal with a headache for an eighth, ninth, or tenth man. So maybe it's a little 50-50. But, guys, it is odd. I find it hard to believe that Carmelo Anthony, simply by sitting out 1 year, has become a terrible player.
Yeah, it is. It is a strange thing. But it's,
I
know terrible.
He hasn't been good in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
But he hasn't been awful also. What I'm saying is this: if we were to have our NBA fantasy draft and draft every player, you would reach some guys where even you would say to yourself, Leroy, wait a minute, that guy's still in the NBA and
yes,
probably would pick Carmelo Anthony
yes,
ahead of him. I just think that's what it comes down to. I mean, let's go on a stretch here and talk about the Heat. And if you're saying you're going to start Bam Adebayo and Kelly Olynyk and then maybe go with Jimmy Butler, Goran, and Deion Waiters, then you say to yourself, okay, but the next two guys off the bench have to be Winslow and James Johnson, and we want to play our rookie Tyler Hero. So then you're going to Carmelo Anthony and saying to him, do you want to be our ninth man? I think it's a little bit humbling for Carmelo. I think he would at least swallow hard, take a few deep breaths, and to me as a GM, that would be telling that that's not the right fit. So even for people who ask me, would Carmelo make the Heat better? I say, yeah, but it would be as a ninth man. I think that's a hard reality for him to accept. I think Carmelo needs to get out there in front of this also and say something. Carmelo, are you willing to be a 10th man? Are you willing to be a bit player? Are you willing to come off the bench? It's been really interesting. Everyone's been talking about Carmelo, but from Carmelo, there's just been crickets.
Right. I think that's the whole thing with Carmelo is that didn't he pretty much say, hey, I'm not a bench guy? When this all started, when he started to get moved around a lot, he says, hey, I'm not that guy. Mm-hmm. So until he acknowledges that he's ready to play that role, why would anybody deal with that?
And that's exactly the thing. We need to hear Carmelo. We're hearing everyone talking about Carmelo. It would seem to me, Leroy, if you are desperate to get back in, you do everything and anything. I'll give you the example. Vince Carter has played for 97 different teams. He just wants to play. He's going to an Atlanta team with great young players. He went through several stretches last year where he didn't play at all. The year before in Sacramento, he didn't play. That's fine with him. I know if I signed Vince Carter, if he was available for the Heat, he could be a 10th man for me and play that sort of Dwayne Wade open in case of emergency role, so I know what I'm getting with Vince Carter and some of these older players who keep coming back for one more. Another example, I know this is a stretch, Udonis Haslem is willing to be the 15th man. Everything we heard from Udonis when he came back, if you notice this year, guys, he really tempered his comments about whether he could still play, whether he could still give you a double-double. When he was re-signed by the Heat, he said all the right things, including, I'll lead in the locker room. Jimmy Butler's going to lead on the court. You don't hear that from Carmelo. You guys know this. You can deal with headaches from a starter and a lead player. The NBA certainly does. You don't need the headache in the NBA with your 15th man, in the NFL with your 50th man. I think what Carmelo has to do is how desperate is he to get back in the game? Does he really want to? Or maybe it's like he's been saying, he doesn't want a farewell tour. He wants to play. If I look at him in the Heat, I'm telling him ninth man or nothing. I want to know if he can accept that reality.
All right. So I want to go to what you have in your latest Ask Ira. Where the hell is Jimmy Butler? What the hell, man?
How much of Europe can you see? It's like enough of the world. It's fascinating. Again, just remember, the guy signed on June 30th, agreed to terms on June 30th. On July 6th, the first day he could sign, he signed his contract. Had a media conference call at 11:30 that night, left for Paris from MIA later that night, has been gone since. It's to the point now where if the Heat introduce Jimmy Butler, it's probably going to come in the middle of the NFL season, let alone the college season. They're going to sort of lose that little boost that teams like to get from having that moment. And I do think he needs to bond with his teammates. Like I wrote today in Ask Ira, you can't show up at training camp and all of a sudden develop a chemistry, especially a guy like Jimmy Butler who really goes through the entire emotional spectrum. I need to know this guy. I need to know if he's a little bit off, if he's a little bit different. We saw the whole scene in Minnesota with Thibodeau and storming into an informal practice and then storming out after scoring a basket. look, if he comes back by September, I'm fine. I think just like an NFL player can disappear for all of March, no one's going to say anything. But I think you reach a certain point where you want to know, I need to hear that Jimmy Butler out of nowhere has shown up at American Airlines Arena and is bonding with his new teammates, because camp opens the last week of September, and the NBA camp is 4 days, and all of a sudden you're playing your first exhibition right away.
All right, we'll wrap up with this. Now, how can I say this? When it comes to Heat rumors, I'm a sick person. All right,
yeah, you are.
I'll follow any egg. I'll follow any silhouette, whatever it takes.
Okay.
I track down Pat Riley's old Twitter accounts. Whatever rabbit hole I got to go down, it doesn't matter. I believe anything. So when I see Twitter fodder this weekend, we talked about the Bam thing last week. That Bam was let go for non-basketball reasons, and some guy who has a Pat Riley on a Tom and Jerry logo emoji is telling me that it was because Bam was too childish and may or may not have gotten into a fight. Is there anything to that, or am I just a sick person and there's nothing to it?
Think about the timing of when Bam was released. It was after he played in an exhibition game in the scrimmage game. You are not going to put a guy who you consider a bad seed or a bad apple in that situation and then cut him right after. So I find that hard to believe. And look at the timing also. He was cut at the same time as Thaddeus Young, who's known as a longtime good guy veteran. After that scrimmage in Vegas, Greg Popovich said, we have a bit too much, especially when it comes to hype. We're letting guys go. If you want to make a statement or do something, you do that before the scrimmage. You don't have an issue with a player and say, go ahead, suit up, and then after the game, after you play him, saying, we're making cuts and you and this other really good guy are cut. I don't buy into that. I know that Bam was really, really, I guess I put the word frustrated, because he showed up at the Big Three next day. He usually always talks to us, and he didn't want to talk. He wanted to make that team. I believe he gave it his all. If the personalities did clash, again, it's like what we said with Carmelo. If you're going to be a 12th man or 14th man, you know, on the U.S. Olympic team in tryouts, they're probably not going to put up with that. But I find that hard to believe. There were too many good NBA sort of newsbreakers out there who would have had more on the story, from Mark Stein or Wojnarowski or Shams or someone like that. This is where everything in August in the NBA takes on a life of its own. We need to talk more about Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony. I'm not buying this one.
Oh my God! I'm so, like, if you show me one more story about the Lakers center, I just, nothing will get me moved from the channel faster. Like, I don't care. All right, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Hey, as long as we can talk about Joakim Noah, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
By the way, Robbie, are you in there? Because you were behind. Okay, you were hiding. Do you want to explain? You came in with "Gonna Fly Now" as the intro song, and you're like, you'll know it's based on the soundbite that you play, which was Royce White. Do you want to explain yourself?
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. If you know the history of Royce White, when he first got drafted by the NBA, he had a little bit of a problem that he was afraid of flying.
Minus one. I mean, even for you.
Minus one.
That is.
I do remember he wanted to take a bus.
I know the story.
No, he's not afraid of flying. He wouldn't fly.
He would not fly,
I know, but it's the stretchiest of stretches.
We don't have Fly Like an Eagle in the system.
Minus one again.
Minus one.
Get your headlines next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.